afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with YSS Marshall County Director David Hicks. How you doing today?
Good, Zach. How you doing?
I am doing well. Okay, David, I need you to clear something up for me.
Yes.
Kyle introduced you with a different title. I've always called you the Marshall County Director. What is your official title with YSS?
It's really Senior Director of Community Engagement, but just Director is fine. I'm not hung up on titles, but the actual one is Senior Director of Community Engagement.
Okay. And so you've worked up the ranks at YSS, right?
I've done my time.
Okay.
Done so a lot of time.
30 years, I hear.
Yes.
What you've done.
Yeah, 30 years. So do you remember what you were doing on January 27th, 1995?
I was probably in diapers learning how to use the potty.
Okay. Yeah, I showed up on my first day at YSS. I think I was the Transitional Living Case Manager, which is the program we still offer. Just trying to figure out what the agency was all about, and really happy to be back in my hometown because I'd been away for a couple of years and with college. So YSS was a great place to start. I took every job I could there, so I probably had 8 or 9 different positions to get where I am now, and I've been director for probably close to 20 years. But just grateful that YSS would give me an opportunity, and then just grateful they allowed me to grow, and whether I just drew the shortest straw every time, I moved on to the next position. So I just kept showing up every day and doing my job.
Yeah, so what did you study then in school to kind of end up where you're at?
Yeah, I went to Marshalltown Community College, and I wanted to major in marketing because George Johnson was a professor out there. He just turned me on to marketing and business. Transferred to William Penn down in Oskaloosa, and, you know, again, with that business and marketing in mind. And then I took an accounting course. I failed that. Took a math course. Also failed that.
So numbers are not your thing.
No, and now I'm in charge of this ginormous budget. So isn't it funny how things turn around? But yeah, I was put on academic probation, and my parents said, you need to figure out what you're going to do because you're not built for roofing. You're not built for hard manual labor. So I took a sociology class, and I got an A, and I thought, maybe this is it. But you know, if you look in the paper, no one is hiring sociologists. So I had to really do an emphasis in human services. I volunteered at a homeless shelter in Des Moines every it was Tuesday and Thursday night, so I'd always drive into Des Moines and volunteer at Hawthorne Hill, which is a shelter. And I just felt finally some meaning and hope that I thought, this is what I should be doing. It's not numbers, it's people. And got off academic probation, thank God, and was able to graduate. You know, my first job was up in Waverly at Bremwood, which was a Lutheran children's home. Just worked some ridiculous hours there because they were so short-staffed. 7 a.m. till midnight most days, and I was newly married to my wife, and I just never saw her. It's hard to work till midnight and then have to be at work at 7 a.m. the next day, although you can probably kind of relate to that, Zach. You've got crazy hours, too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun, a little bit different atmosphere.
Yes.
At a basketball game than what you're doing.
Right. And I was paid 50 cents more per hour because I was a man and I was expected to physically restrain the kids who were getting out of line, which they just don't do that anymore. But a tough place to work, but that's where I kind of cut my teeth. And we always wanted to return to Marshalltown, and found a position here at YSS and never looked back.
Yeah. So what was it about YSS that made you stick around? Because, you know, 30 years means you truly believe in what you're doing day in and day out.
Yeah, the mission, the culture, the people, the staff who've come and gone, I consider them friends. Relationships we've built, working with United Way and all the other agencies, you know, it's all about relationships. I could probably leave human services and go to work for a factory or another company and probably make more money, but it's the relationships and the culture and the mission that keep me here. So just always grateful for the opportunity, and you know, staff come and go, but we always try and hire the right people at the right seat. So just develop the relationships over the years, and I've watched staff get advanced degrees and go off and do their own thing, and I always think, you know, I had a little bit of input and maybe some influence in their professional career, and look at them go. I'm proud of those people.
Yeah, for sure. You know, looking back at lifeguards that I've trained or summer camp staff that I've had, and like seeing them on Facebook and flourishing in whatever career it is, it's always good to see, you know, whatever small part you have been in their life. Maybe you had that positive impact.
Yes.
Thinking back though, 30 years, is there any project, program, is there anything that kind of sticks out in your mind of what you've done with YSS?
Gosh, I think every program has been great. You know, I was sitting at the table when we created the aftercare program, which case manages kids who age out of foster care. So great to see an idea that's being discussed now take off statewide. And so YSS is the core agency that case manages those kids who, you know, just think of a young kid aging out, age 18 out of foster care, might not have a home to go to, might not have a support system to rely on, might not have a place to do laundry or get the mail. We've created a network where those kids can flourish now. So just seeing those ideas come to mind and then build on themselves and then take flight and expand. So, and that's a nationwide program. So aftercare has been great. Transitional living, you know, we've housed a lot of homeless young people. Impact, of course, that's the most recent. You know, we're going on year six for that. That's been fantastic. You know, we've done a lot of parenting groups, started a community fridge, just a lot of different projects where we saw a need and we filled it. And then, you know, we work with a lot of donors and people who give us money for certain projects. So it's always great to see donor dollars go to something, some new initiative that we can grow and build. And then we put some our own funding behind it and state funding or whatever, what have you, just to build on. So grateful for those little projects that started off as an idea that are now on their own. They've grown up and flown.
Yeah, you know, I really like that phrase, you would find a need in this community and then go do it. I really think that's kind of describes at least how I've always viewed you and YSS in this community, because we met, as we were talking before we came on air, at those United Way meetings when I was working with the Boy Scouts, and that's kind of how I saw your role there. You know, you would speak up, and if there was a need, how can we help? How can YSS assist with that? You know, you mentioned MPACT. We're having another evening with MPACT here coming up in our community at Tannen, right?
Yeah, we just booked that this morning, so that'll be Thursday, February 12th. I think we'll have our program about 5:30, so we're going to have all of our 2025 data that we can share with the public, our survey that we do annually with the police. We'll have our impact advocates there. You know, the media usually hears from me, but our two impact advocates, Susie and Tiffany, they're in the trenches every evening, weekends, and then also hearing from law enforcement too, just to see some of the faces behind all the numbers we produce.
So, David, is there any chance of expanding? I know I've heard talk of maybe a third advocate. Are we at the steps? Are we trying to do that, looking for them right now?
Yep, we are actively looking for a third right now. We've had several interviews, but it's right person, right seat, like I mentioned earlier. Right education, right attitude, needs some experience to go with that. It's not an easy job. So finding that right person with the right background to work within law enforcement as a YSS employee. They don't grow on trees, so we'll continue to look. We think we may have somebody in mind, but we continue to look for that crucial piece to add a third part to our impact duo right now. We'll make them a trio.
Yeah, that'll be good because it'll give us some extra coverage as well, because right now it's like 6 days a week, right?
Yeah, and we'll be expanding out into the county. We're going to work with the sheriff's office and then kind of be a little bit of a jail diversion. As people leave the jail, they need services, whether it's addiction or what have you. That third person is going to kind of triage those folks and connect them to services to, you know, make sure that they're not, you know, going back to jail. Recidivism is so huge. If we could provide some mental health services, addiction treatment, maybe it's some sort of housing opportunity, whatever's going to keep them moving forward, that's the key piece for this third person.
Okay. Another thing that I know YSS is involved with this time of year, and I always look forward to kind of hearing it first at the United Way meetings, now here as the news director position, but that point in time homeless count. Tell me a little bit. It's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the 28th. So it's a 24-hour point in time homeless count where we partner with a lot of folks here in town, House of Compassion, Food Box, among others, to kind of do literally a brief survey with those who are known homeless. And that's not like couch surfing homeless. That is living in areas not meant for habitation. So a vehicle in a parking lot, abandoned building, abandoned hospital, what have you. So provide not only getting information from them, but we have like a goodie bag, some food, some water, some other things, and then trying to get them services. Where are they at in trying to be housed? What are some of the barriers? And some of the barriers are far too great for us to manage, but maybe with a collaborative effort, we can move them forward as well. You know, we need housing for all income levels in this community, and I think we've done a good job with that. Without having a shelter here in town, that's a huge barrier, so we're often driving folks to Des Moines, Ames, wherever there's a shelter bed. Sometimes there isn't. You know, we've used a lot of donations, especially with an impact, to put people in a hotel for a night until we can figure out the next point of stay. But yeah, the point in time count is tomorrow, so we look forward to maybe having some numbers within a week or so. It's required by the state through federal dollars, so I think we'll be looking at reporting that data within a week, maybe 10 days.